You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cheer. Take it out, we are.
Fakari, the mic, carry the mic.
By Te Kura Huia, and we have Te Kura Huia on the line. Atamarie, how are you this morning?
Atamarie, I'm good, and yourself?
I'm well. I can't believe this is the first time that we've had a kōrero with you on The Breakfast Show, because Poia has been played so much. It's such an incredible song, and we love hearing it on BFM. You have just released a new single, Uha, with a fantastic music video to go along with it. How are you feeling about that?
I'm very excited about it. Ever since I got the funding from Sumangai Pahu for that project and working on it while I was over in Canada and coming back home, and then while I was receiving the Waiata Māori Music Awards, that day after that I had to direct and create that music video. It was such a long project, but I enjoyed every bit of it. So I'm very excited that it's finally out there in the world, sharing what I created. And everyone that was a part of the project helped create as well. It's finally out there. All the hard work is done. And yay, I'm super excited to finally release it.
Now, let's cast our minds back to earlier in the year when you released your debut EP, the same title as this new single. What was the process like creating this EP? It's your first sort of, well, it's your debut. And what was the sort of factors leading up to that? Were you always writing music, and was this just the time that it all came together, or what was the story there?
So I just finished my diploma in creativity for music.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And last year I was also a music student for a certificate. So I've been a student this whole time. So I've been learning while using what I've learned to create my visual EP, my debut visual EP, and then my single. So it's been a long journey so far, but I have been using what I've learned to start my career and to see what the world, you know, thinks about my music and how I see Te Ao Māori and sharing my views, etc. In regards to that, and the story of my music is actually empowering and encouraging our wahine, and so the lyrics really, really empower, encourage, motivate, and inspire all of that te mana o te wahine. You know, just so that our woman can listen and dance to empowerment, you know.
And
so that's what I wanted to give.
That certainly comes through. They're really powerful, beautiful songs. How important was it for you for that EP to be a visual EP? How important is creating a visual world to go alongside your music?
Well, for myself, I was raised by my whangai grandparents. And my godmother. My godmother is a filmmaker, and it was really her who helped me, mentored me how to direct, how to produce, how to create film, etc. And I wanted to create something different, you know. No one really has seen a visual EP before, so I wanted to do it, do something different, and share that I don't just do music. I also do film. I also create traditional Māori tākahu, and I also love giving opportunities to beautiful, talented people around me and giving them the opportunity to showcase who they are and what they can do, because I know that they are shy, but they want to do it. So I just want to give that opportunity to them to be open about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really what it was.
Are there themes that you find easier to convey in music as opposed to visually and vice versa?
Definitely, definitely. I'm a very emotional person, but that's just the human in me, you know. Without emotions, what makes us human? So I use my creativity to express my feelings, as I don't know how else to express my emotions other than, you know, being happy, being sad, being angry, and being Māori just helps with that. So, yeah, it's really an outlet for me to be emotional, I suppose. To infuse my mātauranga, my research, for, you know, a deeper understanding of what I know, but to portray it in a way that people will understand today.
Yeah. And when you're creating, what sort of music do you gravitate towards? Who are your influences?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I love Afrobeats. I love music that makes me dance, because I know that if I can create music that makes me dance and spit some bars, some facts in there, I know that it'll work out. I know that if I'm dancing, I could probably make somebody else dance too. And I usually look at Wizkid, Beyonce even, Shinsia, Megan Thee Stallion, yeah, anything that's really trending, but something that I really, really like. So I have a big range of genres that I really love, and I've only just started out with dancehall and Afrobeats, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, I'm sure we will. And I mean, if this is your debut EP, like, that's crazy. And what's what's cool about the songs is I like what you've been saying, and that the, you know, they're about empowering wahine, and there's such expressions of joy as well. And I think there's a lot of power in joy. Do you find that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think kindness is free. You know, if you give a little kindness out to the world, you never know what you can get back.
Mm.
And I've experienced that so much. So I want to share that vibration with people, because you never know, someone could be having a bad day, but a little bit of kindness can go a long way for them. So that's just what I want to infuse within my creativity as well.
Totally. Now let's chat about this new single, Uha. What is the story behind this one?
So Uha is, well, you already know, it's an ancient word for wahine or woman. So I have a visual EP titled Uha, but you know what? I didn't have a single titled Uha. So when I got the funding, I thought, you know what? Let's make a song titled Uha to remind people of my visual EP called Uha. So the story of Uha is, if you've watched the music video, I've given opportunities to beautiful Māori who also descend to different islands. I wanted them to show their pride for not just being Māori, but for being from an island, for being Tongan, for being Cook Island, Tahitian, Hawaiian, whatever, etc. Samoan. Because I'm Māori Samoan as well, so, and I know a lot of Māori out there who also descend to the islands, who don't have much knowledge or who just don't share that side of them. So I want to give an opportunity out to those Māori. And I also wanted to showcase that, yes, I'm also actually Māori Samoan, and I'm on my journey to reclaiming that side of my bloodline. So I wanted to showcase that and share that experience. And I also wanted to infuse a traditional ancient love story of my ancestors, Whātonga and Hotu Waipara, and I wanted to show what love looked like in ancient times through my lens in the music video. So those are the main two stories that I wanted to infuse, and I used Kapiti Beach, Kapiti Island in the background to connect everything together, because it's ancient traditional land of Ngaitara, which is Hutu Waitara and Whatonga, and because they are from Tahiti, coming from Tahiti to all the islands before Aotearoa, I had to infuse it all together. It's just a big, deep meaning, but if you know, then you know. But yes, the main story is to encourage our wahine, is to showcase the love, ancient love, that we don't know now, because, wow, it's so different today, and to showcase pride of being Polynesian, and that is the multiple stories that I've infused together for us.
Well, oh, it sounds incredible, and I'm so excited to play it just after this. Thank you so much for your kōrero this morning. It's been so great to have you on the show. Where can people go to support your work and listen to your music and watch your visual EP?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm on mainly anything and everything. I had to double check that, actually. I could be wrong. But for simplicity, you can find me on YouTube at Kurahuia, and if you look through my YouTube channel, you'll find my music video. Otherwise, you can search up Uha official music video and it should pop up. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and the username for that is at BBEEZX. So let me repeat that one more time, at BBEEZX. So otherwise, I'm on every music platform out there in the world. So
perfect.
That's how you can find me.
And it'll all be linked in the podcast after the show. Te kura huia, have a great rest of your day, and I'm looking forward to having another chat with you on the show very soon.
Thank you so much for having me. You enjoyed the rest of your day, lovely.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Aloha by Te Kura Huia. Thank you so much for having a chat on the show this morning. So great to hear what they've been working on. Check out the music video for Uha. It's on YouTube, and you can find all of the links to Te Kura Huia's visual EP, also by the same name, Uha, up on their social media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.